This is Stavin's Den.
Si, si.
Musk.
Are you done?
Yes. No.
Thankfully, this is it for a while.
Hysterical.
So we will do some scam. But I haven't had to find this music in a while. Some scam, scamming scammers music. Here we go. Here we go. I will set the stage for you, and we will play this, and I will just make sure we're on the air.
That would be good.
Oh, so I'm sitting there after my set on Saturday on the Instagram. Follow me at Davin Comedy. It's new. Doing the Instagram for the whole thing, and I get a message. I accept the message. Get a friend request. And it's a face I know.
Oh,
it's a name I know.
Oh,
somebody famous.
Who?
No, you'll find it.
Okay.
So I accept them.
Yes.
And I'm willing to talk to them. I will reveal them later.
Sure.
So I get a heart. The person sends me a heart.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
For accept. Yeah. Very, very loving.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being my fan.
Huh. Okay. Typo. Fat fingers.
I really appreciate all your support. So I write, my pleasure. She writes, how was your weekend going on there? I go, good. That's nice. It writes, that's nice to hear. I do like to know you more better, if you don't mind telling me about yourself.
Oh, I'd like to know you more better. Mm-hmm.
It does go on for a while.
Yeah, it sure
does. I just
does.
Noticed that, too. I didn't know we went to that part.
It's enough of that. So,
I did it, and I do with the clips every week, and I'm like, oh, I didn't went that far.
That's nice to hear. I do like to, and by the way, use wrong twos, by the way. To know you more better, if you don't mind telling me about yourself. I go, what's your name?
Yeah.
Anybody want to guess what this famous person's name is?
Belinda.
Is Belinda famous?
In our world.
Okay, fair enough.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Not a bad guess.
Oh.
I am Chris Rock.
No.
Has a picture of Chris Rock. Name is like Chris Rock and then has some numbers after it. Has 12 followers, so I know it's real.
Oh, of course it is, because he's very popular in that... one cul-de-sac.
He goes, I am Chris Rock. I go, okay.
I am Chris Rock. I am Iron Man. Dun, you know, come dun, on. Dun, dun, dun. I am Chris Rock.
He goes, are you not a fan of mine? 2 question marks. I go, everyone's a fan of yours. I love when you do the bit about getting no respect. Now that's a Rodney Dangerfield bit.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
This is not a Chris Rock bit.
No.
He goes in caps, how old are you? Where are you from? What do you do for a living? I go, comedian, because it says Davin Comedy.
Right.
He goes, wow, really? I go, yep, that's good. How old are you, and where are you from? Chris Rock is being very forward. I did not know Chris Rock was interested in me.
He has a lot of time on his hands.
He's on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Poor guy's not gigging.
Yeah, really.
Look him up. Okay,
at least be at the Cellar.
Call him a charter or something.
Yeah.
He figured you could set him up as a middle.
Sure. He goes, how old are you and where are you from? I go, how'd you come up with it? That joke about getting no respect. I need to know. It's a classic bit.
Sure.
Not his, but a not classic his. Bit. He goes, it's a big job of my friend wrote it for me. Oh, that's heartbreaking. I always thought,
I thought it was original.
Yeah, not his originally. But it's good to know that a friend, I guess Rodney Dangerfield was the friend that wrote it for Chris.
Yeah, I tell you. You're in Nigeria.
I go, really? Wow. I love when you ate the chocolates with Ethel Mertz. Was it hard to do that scene? And that's a classic I Love Lucy bit.
Of course it is.
Chris Rock should know.
Yes, he should.
I feel like Chris Rock would know these things.
He's very yes. Averse at comedy, yes.
Yes, I think he would say, ha ha, yeah, yeah.
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 So, I guess, smile. Thanks so much. It's not hard. Especially because you didn't do it.
Well,
and you don't know what I'm talking about.
And he's not excited yet.
Yeah. How long have you been into comedy? I go, over 20 years. He goes, that's good. I go, yep, I hope to be like you. He goes, that's good. God will make you bigger.
Really? Wait a minute. I thought that was Insight.
Insight?
Yeah, isn't that one of those, you know, dick enlargement pills?
Insight? Why would it be Insight? It's be Outsight.
Be Excite.
Insight. Mm. I Insight. Forget how it's spelled. Whatever.
Rotten pill.
It's the illness.
Yes, yes, yes. It's the thickening.
Thickening.
The thickening is affecting the funny bone. poor deer.
Thank you. Yes, that's what it is. Yeah. Not enough blood to the head.
Yes.
Yeah.
He goes, that's good. God will make you bigger. I go, he'll give me steroids?
Nothing worse than an asshole with free time.
I know, right?
I mean, Bob Nelson was on, and I, you know.
An asshole with free time, yeah.
I got nothing to do.
Right, I got nothing to do. Right.
Got to sell the merch soon, but not yet. He goes, yes.
Yes. Steroids.
I go, do steroids affect your performance on stage? Yes, thanks so much.
You're welcome. I'll give you more.
How do they affect your performance? And that was the end for Chris Rock.
They make me love you long time.
Well, they had to go on stage.
No, then Instagram caught on to him, and he's no longer Chris Rock.
Oh!
Now he's just Instagrammer. But I thought that was a little quick.
That's funny.
I thought it was a little taste.
Yeah, really. It's like, what the hell?
Did he think, well, this guy might be a comic. If he hears I'm Chris Rock, he'll do what I want.
I don't think he knew. I don't think he knew who Chris Rock was. I don't understand.
Well, I don't think... I'm not even sure what they were aiming for.
Like, I don't feel the strategy. Like, my picture's a dude.
Yeah.
Your picture's a dude. Like, are we trying to have a gay relationship?
Yeah, like, are we trying to hook up? Like, where are you and how old are you?
Yeah.
And how long?
Who's
and,
your daddy?
And,
is he black like me? I don't, where is this
yeah.
going?
And how long and cut? You know, I mean, like, what are you asking for? What? I don't get that.
Instagram is my new playground.
Oh, okay.
But this is
good
my first
know.
Famous person.
Yeah, I mean, that's very exciting that he wrote to you.
I thought so.
I told you about that. I saw him in the Chinese food place, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I was talking yeah. to the real one.
Yeah, no, I was talking to the real one.
No, I was talking to the
no,
real one.
No, I ignored the real one because I didn't want to talk to him.
I never talked to the real one.
You should have asked him about the no respect bit.
Yeah, I should have.
But you didn't.
But, you know, but my time traveling capsule was broken.
So, yeah, I got more scamming scammers in there. In the tank, but
that's very funny.
That was just a cute short one. Wet the palate.
Oh yeah, no, I think that there's a gold in them thar hills.
Instagram, man, it's where the scammers go to play now.
Hmm. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I had a scammer contact me on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
You didn't play?
No.
You have a show to do. Why not?
There's no excuse. You need fodder.
The hard thing is keeping them hooked now longer.
Yeah, I guess so. Because, well, I mean, you were really lucky and had her. I mean, Belinda seems to be really, really an outlier in
no,
the,
I mean,
the pattern.
Jana had for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
And Floria had for a long time.
Yeah, but we have heard that people hang in there for years, but they get money.
They're getting kicked out more. They're getting, like...
Because everybody's getting savvy to them. Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
You're welcome, world.
Yeah, you're really.
You're welcome. Thanks, world.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do some Ann Jackson.
Okay.
Give us our categories.
Okay. Well, of course, our first category is Mr. Davin. Our second category, I'm going to say Ball Busting Blue. We haven't seen that in a while, but I'm just feeling it. And let's see, the third one. How about So-Called?
All right, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with seven, Mr. Davins.
Okay.
No ball busting blue. Say that three times fast. And I'm gonna go with five So-Calleds.
Okay. I think that there's gonna be, let's say five, Mr. Davins. I'm gonna say at least one ball busting blue. And I'm going to go with four so-called. Now, Joe's Girl says three Mr. Davins, no ball busting blue, and one so-called. So she's being very
conservative
here.
Tonight, yeah.
Trucker Tom punched out?
Yeah, you know what? He went out to eat and he never came back.
Tell him a good time. Good for him.
Yeah.
Subject, money issue and the truth I expose.
Ooh.
Mr. Davin.
Ooh, one.
One right off the bat.
I do have the evidence. They claimed to help me, and they also told me they would return the money to me. But never. Have you ever thought?
No. Never.
According to Joe, I'm stupid. How can I? Once people broke their promise or they lie, there is never trust at all. Go on. Brown Cotton should go to jail, and he is a fucking liar. Yes, Joe. Scam. He said he is from IC3 under FBI, but he lies to
me
too much. He is proud, and he said he will cease contact with me. Who cares? He cheats on four victims. I do not want to hide the truth. Because of money issue, they lied to
me
and took my company money to pay for fucking gold bars. In fact, they are guilty. They do not take any responsibility. They said it is my fault. Don't you see the truth?
No.
No.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Joe
no,
does.
No.
I don't. They lie. They make
me
suffer from a scammer in my company, and I got lots of insults and violence. I have no trust or credit in Japan.
Wait, 1 second. Wait, they make me suffer from a scammer in my company?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck she means.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, that, like, somebody at the school is the scammer? Like, what does that mean?
I think it's just her.
Oh, wait, they make her suffer at her company because she borrowed money from those people.
We'll go with that.
Okay.
Sure, why not, dear?
I'm trying to interpret. I'm sorry.
So why not, dear? Why don't we get you a new hat?
Oh, thank you. Can I get a new dress?
She's ill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Busted makes me feel
good.
Does it?
Christ, how long is this tune?
It goes on
forever. 4.5 minutes.
I sang myself hoarse in that fucking thing.
Yeah, and yet your voice came back, so here we are. Yeah. I have no trust or credit in Japan.
Oh, well.
The whole country's on tire.
Yeah, all of them.
They kill
me!
You can see this Green is real, as a real mafia. Green said that I finished him.
Ooh. Good girl, as you said.
Funny.
Go on.
Go on.
I thought Miller was the object of your affection.
You tell.
Green said that I finished him. Who finishes whom?
Wow.
Wasn't that an AC/DC song?
Who finished who?
Who are you?
Who spooged on you? It is a real question. He asked
me
to pay and ignore my company. He is a real mafia. He asked
me
to raise money. Brown Cotton did the same to
me.
They are fucking criminal, but she's hot. Is that the way to get funds? Why do they hold my funds? It is easy because I expose the truth. They want to play dirty on
me.
Ooh, Bukkake. These people are shameful. My conclusion. Funds transfer is fucking lies.
No, good girl.
They always told
me.
That was the last payment, but later it came another problem. Again and again, it became never-ending payment. It is fraud. They said to
me.
They never lie to
me.
But the truth is that I am the real victim who never gets any fucking funds back. They lie. They are scammers. This is why I post them on some anti-scam sites to tell the truth. I am not doing anything wrong. All I want is to tell the truth only. But she has done shit wrong.
Oh, yes, she has.
Plenty of it, yeah.
They, oh, Joe, you're finished.
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
Do you want a cigarette?
Did Ann finish you?
She, yeah, no. He finished Ann.
No, it's nice. You got a little something on your chin.
And I'm looking.
And he rubs his face like, oh, do I?
They said the Malaysian government cut the funds fees from 10% to 5%. It is lies. I paid lots of money for fucking idiot documents. No, you paid for them.
Idiot documents. They're rolling crayon and goofy looking. Sir, idiot documents.
She didn't say executive orders.
Yeah.
Idiot documents.
I never see any documents.
Okay.
Maybe Pauline, that's another victim, got some documents sent to Brown Cotton. I do not believe in Brown Cotton and David Copper, UK EFCC, because they are fucking idiot. But you're the one who paid, so you're the fucking idiot.
Yeah, they're not idiots. They're scammers.
Well, yes, they are fucking idiot. The worst. Scammers.
Oh, wow.
They are real big fraud stars. Shame on them. Mr. Davin.
Ooh, too.
You are shameful being a host on air.
There.
I'm talking to you.
Right there. Just doing that is simply shameful. Right there.
Well, she's not all bad.
Your type of gal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Next week in the chat, Joe's Japanese girl. Mr. Davin. Same one. Same.
Oh. No.
Don't get mad at her. I couldn't think it was a second one. Nice.
I did. Thank you.
She's got a condition.
Many. You are shameful being a host on air. You do not offer the truth.
Oh, okay. It's your fault.
I asked you many times about the woman who brought this to our attention.
Right.
You are fucking assholes. Well, when given permission.
Well, wait a minute now. You wouldn't give him permission.
Sure, I mean, listen, I don't want to be rude.
No. No, of
course not. If you're going to crawl on over prone, who am I to say no?
You're accommodating.
I am accommodating.
Yes.
Just a dancing clown fucking asshole. That's what I do. You will get no trust since you lie. I don't think I'm the issue.
No.
We need specific concrete evidence. God, if only somebody would have done some research.
Oh, my God.
That you gave her nothing but that.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it was wet concrete. It's still shifting.
But you gave her nothing but that. After she came to you with the scammers, all the stuff they were doing, you pointed out point by point that it's bullshit.
So many times.
Not bad for somebody so stupid.
Now, let me ask you a question. When she gets into these things, when she realized that she's been scammed, does she go on the attack with you as well? I mean, we're
reading it.
Hear me out, though. We're at a point right now. We go into the point where she gets delusional, and we get a point where there's a moment of clarity. My question is this. When she's, like, in a delusional state, does she usually accuse you of being a fucking asshole, or when she realizes that these guys are scammers? You know what I'm saying?
I think her
is it go hand in hand.
I don't think she ever has full clarity because she's all bent out of shape about the woman who brought this to my attention.
But do you
and the fact that I haven't put her through the coals always pisses this woman off. And the scammers, as we did a couple of shows ago, have now started to pretend to be me, and she fell for it.
Because I was just wondering, you know, like I said, when she gets that rare moment of clarity, you know, they're all scammers, and you are a fucking asshole. And I wonder if she has that opinion of Davin when she's in that whole mode where she's believing them.
Yeah,
where
I don't
Davin
know.
Chimes at, you know, I feel when she's in it's my guess that when she's got that moment of clarity, she also has it out for you.
Well, that's nice. That's heartwarming.
Well.
So we need specific evidence, concrete evidence, asking money to send to whom and where. I did have the real record. That is real scam. You lie! Idiot Melvin Santos indeed steals my info after and research. Parker Green and James Miller use me. Brown Cotton is a fucking
roll call.
Brown Cotton is a fucking idiot fraud star. Brown Cotton never flies to Japan or sent gold bars to me. He lies. Brown Cotton told me. He won't arrest Beg and Steal, remembers an anti-scammer
right.
who was coming down hard on her.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who brought this to our attention. But never. She's not clear. She wants anti-scammers and people who are trying to show the light on this arrested.
I know.
So she's upset because they lied about that.
They lied about arresting Beg and Steal. Yes.
Who's not a real person, by the way. Beg and Steal, I mean, like, there is a real person, but it's like the real Chris Rock with me.
Yeah, oh, I see.
Brown Cotton told me I had funds, and the scammers are applying for it. Go ahead. He lies and lies. Lies, lies, lies. See the truth. Let's see here. Let's see where I can stop here. All right.
Lies and lies that they're a scammer?
No, that everybody's just fucking lying to her.
No, because there's a difference. Lies and lies that they're a scammer, or lies and lies that
they're
inept. All right.
Oh, okay.
Or inept. You know what I'm saying? Obviously,
yeah, yeah. Fuckers,
but you know, it's either they're incompetent or they're scammers. Goes both ways.
Right, and it's like which level of the lie is she cognizant to this time?
Right, right. And now, interesting that we need to find out where Davin is in all of this. In any given situation.
Right. What does she think he is?
You know, because now I just have this thought that when she gets a moment of clarity, she goes after him as well.
Yeah, no, I saw where you were...
You know what I'm saying?
I saw what you were cooking.
Yeah, all right.
So, this is a conversation...
It's very heart smart when I'm cooking. I care. Low cholesterol.
You. I saw that on the bottom of the menu.
There you go.
So, see the truth. This is a conversation between Miller and Ann. He goes, hello, uses her real name. She goes, return the money to
me.
Fuck off my life. This is all I want. Miller goes, I will. Ann goes, so fuck off. Miller goes, okay. Never bother
me.
And do not forget to tell your lover. Not to bother
me.
Miller goes, no lover. There is nothing to do with
me.
Ann goes, it is your privacy. Miller goes, God knows.
He's watching.
Miller goes, please. Ann goes, never contact
me.
I will stop the scam. I will shut down everything.
Oh, really now?
Yeah, she's on top of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in control.
Return the money to me. ASAP. Then never contact
me.
Miller goes, please stop this. Ann goes, you do destroy my real life. Miller goes, never. How will I do that, my love? Ann goes, I'm not your love. Miller goes, I got in an accident. That's why I'm here.
Oh, babe.
He goes, I will leave here soon. In 1 month, I am completing my duty now. Finish. Miller goes, I never talk to Rita again. That's the other girl he's interested in.
And eat some goddamn fiber.
Sure. Miller goes, please believe me. And uses her real name. And goes, that's your problem. Miller goes, both of us have come a very long way. And goes, do not tell me anything. Sorry. Miller goes, why do you want to do this to me now? And goes, no more interest. I've seen your balls and they're big, but your cock is small.
Wait, what?
Why?
What? I mean, oh, okay. Oh, my God.
Miller goes, why you want to do this to me now? And Ann goes, no more interest.
Ah.
Miller goes, please, I love you. Ann goes, no more. Miller goes, I am still interested, please. Ann goes, I am not. Sorry. Never bother.
Hard to get. Playing hard to get, are you?
Miller goes, you promised me.
Hard to scam.
You promised. That's always how relationships end, too. It's like, but you said you'd love me forever. Never believe somebody says that, because they won't.
They won't.
No. Nobody loves anybody forever.
No.
You love them forever.
I don't believe that.
What?
I don't believe that.
You don't believe what?
That you can love somebody forever.
You think that you can?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Look at... Davin is stroking his beard and looking at Joe...
He's such a pandering questioningly. Bitch. That's where all the stroking my chin came up with. Oh, like I'm going to be nice to you? Fuck you. I hope you have a miserable ride home. You've been an insufferable prick this evening. I'm not here to make your drive any easier. I don't know what gave you that notion. let's see. So Miller goes, you promised me. Ann goes, never. Ann goes, I did tell you. Miller goes, yes, I can show you the chat. That's what we always go to. But here's the card. On Valentine's Day, you said, this one's for real.
Oh, my God.
You said, I was different. You never felt this way before. This time, it's forever. Look, here, isn't this your hair? It's your fucking handwriting.
Oh, yeah. No, I got that from the roommate that went crazy. She pulled out a card that, you know, had one of those flowery sentiments about being friends and, you know, friends forever or whatever. And then she wrote on it, you know, I guess we're nuts, not true. And I'm like, holy shit.
Because it's all we have.
I know.
When it all goes up in flames, all we have is written words that mean nothing.
It's like, here are the receipts!
I wonder if it ever worked. Well, shit, you got it in writing.
I know. Right? Got me
my signature
rights.
On it.
Yeah.
All right, fuck it. I guess we're going to do this another 50
years.
This
is my signature.
All right, here we go. Good point.
I see the notary mark.
I forgot I had written that.
I know. Mm. Jeez.
Is it still real if it's just an emoji? I don't know. What...
I know.
I mean, it's an eggplant. What does it really mean?
Oh, I know what it means.
You don't know what an eggplant means?
No.
Oh, Joe. Yeah. You are an angry old white man.
It means penis!
No. Yes, and just that's the way you should hear it every time you see an eggplant.
Yeah, when you see eggplant, it's like, bong, 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 penis! That's what
it's quite
it,
the eggplant.
Yeah.
Really.
The bong bong was the balls marching up. Bong, bong, bong.
Guess
bong.
I know somebody will be stopping off at On the Amo tomorrow.
You don't have to deep throat it.
But you can.
Speak for yourself.
And goes, I did tell you. And Miller goes, yes, I can show you the chat. And goes, since the day you asked me to pay. I guess we can stop there. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's a good place to stop.
Yeah, I mean, Wow, she's asking for the receipts.
No, he's asking for the receipts.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's an interesting ploy, though. They do. It's interesting, though.
That they pretend to be the offended party.
This guy's got everything going on.
I know.
Got
well,
every time they try to screw this woman every which way.
Every possible way.
Because they're scammers.
Yeah. Yes. That's awful.
What were our tallies?
Well, this was quite sad. We have two Mr. Davins.
That's nice.
Yeah, so nobody got that. The closest one was Joe's girl.
Losers.
And of course, Blue... I wrote down Blue Balls. What the hell is wrong with me?
She had eggplants and Blue Balls on her mind.
Ball Busting Blue is what I meant to say. There was no Ball Busting Blue, so Joe and Joe's girl... We're both right about that.
Yay.
And there was no so-called at all. There was no Melvin Santos, I think.
Now I'll be damned on that one.
Yeah, so there was... I know, there was...
So there's other reasons.
Yeah, there was... there was nothing here. So, I mean, Joe and Joe's girl called it with the blue balls. That's
a
it.
A pitiful showing by Pip.
It was a...
But I guess that's what we can expect now that you're ill.
Yeah, I know, because I'm going to milk that until that cow is like dehydrated.
Then it'd be jerky.
Yes. There you go. always useful parts.
You know, Pip, I don't, you know, we might have to get, I don't, can you fire somebody who's ill? I don't know what the protocol is.
I don't know. We're going to have to look into the
I'm not
going to
give
American.
You Cobra. I'm going to give you boa constrictor. So you slowly get choked out. So I don't have to pay medical.
I tried to do the quiz.
Where's Pip? Oh, she's on boa constrictor. We won't be hearing much from Pip.
Yeah,
anymore.
Pip's dead. You'll have to put up the clip. I just log him and I just write him and log him.
All right, so let's thank some folks.
All right.
I don't know what we learned from that.
I don't think that we learned much. That was kind of status quo.
I think the only thing that we could do as a takeaway is moving on, find out when she has a matter of clarity on everything, is she calling out those guys as scammers and she is blaming you? And then when she's totally all in, believing the scammers, where Davin's stature is during that sequence.
Yeah, true.
And that's about the only takeaway I would have from that tonight.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architecture-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, T-A-O of Energy, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy night, sponsored with Davin of Davin's Den. The next show should be coming up soon. Davin will have an announcement on that. So experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
I want to see who the Prime Minister of Israel is, see if we got that result in Israel election. It was neck and neck.
Well, I never heard of those two guys.
You know what? They're brothers.
Yeah.
It was fiercely contested.
And dramatic shift Netanyahu's Likud party leading in latest exit polls. So it's still
I expected
tight.
It would be Netanyahu.
Still tight.
Yeah.
Whereas the president likes to call my prime minister. Do you hear that?
Oh, man.
Yeah, this guy. Right. He should stop talking and tweeting. He should mime. I would love to see President Trump as a mime. Just fucking acting out what he really thinks.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious.
He would be. Nobody knows miming better than President Trump.
That's right.
Nobody
believe
mimes
me, folks,
better.
No, nobody can act out better than me. Well, maybe Melania's better at acting. But other than Melania, I'm the best one.
Oh, no. He acts out better than anybody.
He does act out. Side Splitting Productions. Your comedy needs. New website coming soon. If you need a comic, let me know. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com, especially from Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, for the Richter Observatory, which is a great show with lots of nice music. So please listen to Mr. Helix on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Lots of nice music, played by a nice man.
Yes.
It's nice
a nice
music.
Time.
Kick back with a lukewarm glass of water.
Yes.
A mayonnaise sandwich.
Maybe a soggy pretzel.
Listen
it's very, very, very
listen
relaxing.
To some music. Won't be too loud.
Dip
no.
your feet into some butter.
Dip your feet into butter.
Oh, fuck it. Look at all the other shit we're doing. Fuck it. Why not?
I don't want to hear about your kinks, Joe.
What the fuck is that?
Really? All the other shit going on in that sequence? What
yeah,
the? I think the butter's the best part of it.
I guess we know Joe has a fetish for buttery feet.
No.
Who doesn't?
Joe's girl shows up.
Listen.
Okay, Joe goes, no, butter, damn it.
Listen, when I lost that bet, the least you could have done was dunk your feet in some butter.
See?
Yeah, we should have you eat feet again. Might be good for the heart.
I don't think that's heart friendly.
Well, why'd you say no? What do you care? Are you not allowed to have your feet eaten anymore?
No, I just feel funny having my foot on the menu again.
You're going to get in trouble? No. Somebody else noshes on your toes?
Yes, no, from me, because I don't want to go near your feet. No offense, right. Joe. But
no,
I understand.
It might be the cure your heart needs.
I don't want to be licking anybody's feet
again. But I bet you that's what the doctor's going to say tomorrow.
I'm sure. Yes, that's what it's
going to Go to a fucking alternative doctor, like an Asian therapist or something. You know.
You lick feet. Dr. Wawen Chow. Take it.
No, that's
it's good enough for Dick Eldorado. It's good enough for Pippi Ellis. They're both equally real.
Yeah. You
killed one.
I might kill two.
Yeah.
Something will. You lick feet is the other specialist in the group.
I like that. You lick feet.
Sorry.
That's funny. No, don't apologize for being funny. I mean, it threw us, but we appreciate it. We always appreciate comedy here. Oh, let's see. All right, Joe, what you got?
What you got? We're doing it together.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, well, this week.
Stupid.
Did you just spill that all over the place?
No.
Define
no,
all over the place.
Happen.
Did
no.
you get it on the computer?
No.
Define computer.
No. Didn't get it on the computer. Just the teeniest little bit right there, and I'll get it off, sir.
Next, we give her battery acid.
He's gonna.
Always got to wet this place one way or the other.
Hysterical.
Oh, shit.
Stop flailing about. We don't need it coming from both ends.
No, we don't. Oops. I had a spazzy moment.
Called a spazzy fucking life. Wednesday, April 10th, Side Splitting Productions presents a live comedy on Diamond Hallworth, New Jersey, starring Brad Trackman, Richard Schultes, and Joe Eichler. That show's already sold out, but they'll always squeeze more in.
Did they manage?
Yeah, he told me today it's like sold out, but I know them. If like somebody wants to reserve, they'll try to figure it out.
Some tables come from somewhere.
Yeah, you'll see. Yeah, come down. You'll see Pip eating on an eggplant, maybe. I don't know. For tickets, call 201-384-1551. 201-384-1551 on DiamoRestaurant.net. Saturday, April 13th, I'll be in Millington Firehouse in Millington, New Jersey. For tickets, call Ed at 908.
The Firehouse kid. Call Ed.
Call Ed. Ed will tell you. 908-656-0082. And then next week, we're not going to do a radio show.
We're on the road.
On the road. Tuesday, April 16th, we'll be in Mishawaka, Indiana at the Smokestack Brew. For tickets, call...
Smokestack Lightning. You don't know that song?
No.
Is your mic still on?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That's a shame. For tickets, call 574-520-1060. April 17th, Wednesday night, we'll be at the State Theater in Logansport, Indiana. You go to statetheaterlive.com, State Theater Live. And then April 18th through April 20th, we'll be in Louisville, Kentucky at the Caravan Comedy Club. Very good club. For tickets, call 502-459-0022. 502-459-0022. Should be a fun tour.
Yes.
Dancing clowns.
Yes.
Just telling dick jokes. Mm-hmm. I don't even tell a lot of dick jokes. I got a couple.
Maybe you should move on to some more eggplant jokes.
That's what I'll do. I'll work clean now. It'll all be vegetable based. I'm a vegan comic.
Probably do very well.
What?
Probably do very
sure.
well.
Replace everything that's naughty with a vegetable.
Yeah, so she's jerking my eggplant. What? Yeah. What? I'm working vegan over here.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be doing the shows, couple, because I'm going on the road. I'm going to Produce 19 in Missouri.
Produce 19?
Because it's vegan, you know, vegetables and stuff like that's produce.
Mm. How's your heart?
Fuck you, you're not going then. I know, I'm going to cancel it.
Oh, I'll be to Missouri. To Missouri or the tour?
Oh, never mind. I'll go. Produce 19.
I have the hiccups.
So to say. The fucking brain. All right. Well, so we will be back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We'll be back. So what's today?
That's dose in Spanish.
16. We'll be back on the 23rd. That's when we'll be back. Right. Pip won't be back on the 23rd.
I'll be in Scotland.
Scotland.
But you said you weren't going to miss any time.
I didn't think I was. I told you.
Using a calendar eludes you?
No. No. Mr. Helix set up this trip, so I didn't realize we were going to be longer.
It's always something.
So you, what are you seeing a show there?
We're seeing Mott the Hoople again.
Oh,
twice.
Cool.
You seem thrilled.
He's not.
Well, that was a noise. That.
It's not an hour until the glasses come off, Joe. Yeah, for the protocol. She's waving it off. Yeah. No, no, no.
Nope. Gathering myself.
Like Dikembe Mutombo when he would swat you in the NBA. No, no, no.
No, no. I'm. We've already seen them, but
we know.
But Mr. Helix really, really likes them. So I and
enough to cross an ocean.
Yeah. Twice. Well, you know what? They're older, and who knows if this
they're
is
older.
Ever
it's a
happen
year
again.
Since you saw them. We're all fucking older.
No, I mean they
well,
are.
He could die.
Old
Ian
in
Hunter,
life.
Could, you know,
yeah.
Ian Hunter so, could pass away.
Yeah, any of them could kick in any moment. So he wants to see him again before they stop doing.
I guess
this.
Like going to a sunny place is not on your things to do list.
No, we don't do that. Have you seen what color we come in? No.
Well, we're going to see you burst into flames in Vegas in a couple
of
months.
Oh, it will be insufferable.
And looking at your little post, I guess there's a lot of food you don't eat.
No, no, I'm not really that restrictive.
I don't know. Those look like sushi and...
Yeah, I won't eat that.
But Mr. Helix can.
No, he won't eat that either.
Yeah, he does.
No, he won't.
You're married. He does. A whole list of fucking foods you won't eat.
Yeah, there is. No, I mean, I'm mostly it's like game meats and stuff. Like
you won't eat deer?
Nope.
I'm sure the deer were happy about that.
Yeah.
No, they're here. It's like a fucking buffet in the backyard.
I know. It's like, when they heard that, they're like, phew, holy shit.
No, a lot of it is just like, you know, there's a lot of meats that I won't eat, but I eat the normal ones, pork, chicken, beef.
The normal ones.
But, I mean, I don't go
see,
out.
See, Joe, she assimilated. Yeah. She eats Western meat.
I don't eat deer. I don't eat duck. I don't eat veal. I won't eat lamb.
Why don't you eat veal?
Because they're baby cows.
Oh, but when they're growing up, sure, slaughter them.
Oh, yeah. No, then they're delicious. Yeah. But, no.
Do you eat eggs?
Yes.
Those are baby chickens.
I know they
no,
are.
No problem with that.
No,
I had turkeys in my backyard this weekend.
Well, they thought you were their father.
What?
Look at that giant turkey.
That was a gift. Happy birthday to you.
She didn't get it. I win.
Did you call to them?
They were actually making that sound.
I know. They did.
I named them.
Because you're a turkey.
Yeah. I saw turkeys on the way here tonight.
It's not that big of a fucking deal.
I haven't seen a turkey. I haven't seen a live turkey.
It's because every time you get, oh, where's my fork and knife? And they're no longer alive.
No. Well, you live in a, like, a, you know, country kind of area. So you're used to seeing them.
Yeah, you know, we get in the horse and carriage and we come down that dirt road and, you know, pull into the gravel pit. That's my driveway.
Yes. And, you know, you go out into the barn and dip candles
for the
tourists.
We're excited. We're going to bring the latrine inside soon.
Oh, my God.
Going
to
be
awesome.
In the house?
It's going to be in the
house. Oh, God
excited
damn.
About that. You know, we're going to upgrade our fuel to kerosene. We're feeling good about things.
Are you going to get that electric I've been hearing about?
No.
Okay, good. Because that, you know, that the devil brings that.
Joe never brought electricity. I asked.
Oh, God. Yeah, I was told today that I'm not going to heaven.
By somebody who knows you.
Yeah, so you're not going. Believe me, I've been in hell with you. I'm going to heaven. Matter of fact, the ex.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not like she's got a one-way ticket there either.
Oh, but you know, you remember the scene in Goodfellas when he would go into the restaurant? That's what I told her. I go, not only am I going to heaven, that's what it's going to look like when I come through the pearly gates after spending 20 years with you. Like in the restaurant scene in Goodfellas where they walk through and they get a chair right up front and stuff like that.
You might get into heaven, but definitely not the nice part of town.
You know, there's no bad parts of heaven. That's why it's called heaven.
Then you're not going.
You know I'm not going.
Because you're
going
to cause problems.
I'm not going to cause problems.
Look at this Muslim woman with her hijab on that cloud.
Oh, I won't give a shit back then.
Where's your wings?
Going to be in a cloud with a lamb. Nettie will be there. It'll be nice.
You're not going. Yeah. You'll probably be able to, that's what's going to be hell. Because you'll see Nettie up there, but you won't be able to reach her. That'll be your fucking hell.
That would be cruel if that's what
happens.
Well,
he's the devil. That's what he does.
No.
He's not there to make friends.
No, he's not.
That's what Joe's hell's going to be.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Oh, forever being able to see what you want and not being able to attain it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's life here.
Yeah.
yeah, you're not going to heaven. You don't have a shot.
Really?
Yeah, no. No chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're going to do what we talked about in the first part, we're going to, like, fucking atone for everything because your religion allows that. Mm. But I don't really see you as the atoning type of medium.
I always wanted to have that soap called Atone. Remember Atone Soap? It was like,
yes.
Atone Soap.
Yes.
Want to forgive yourself? Use Atone.
Yes. Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was called Tone Soap, but I always like to have Atone
Soap.
Yeah.
No, there was a gag soap called that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, they had those mints, Atone mints.
Steel.
Yeah.
I would like to... I've, if, tone soap would marry dial soap, then you could have dial tone soap. That would be nice.
A little laugh, a little laugh. Huddle a hoo, a huddle a hee.
All right, he is a dancing clown. Yeah.
His hands are dancing.
Yeah, you don't have a shot at heaven. I'm not saying I'm getting in, but you have.
Oh, you ain't getting in that joint. No way.
I got a better shot than you.
Bullshit. No. Really? All right.
How many thighs have I come on and left? Oh, zero. Anyway.
Oh, jeez. Is that the standard?
I don't think God thinks highly about that. You spilt a seed on a thigh and just left it there to die.
Oh, God.
Well, yes, you probably said that.
Yeah, had a good life. Uh-oh, Howard Johnson's 1991.
Oh, I never knew it was a Howard Johnson's.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but only the best.
God banged a virgin and left her alone to sort it out. So he's no
he's
high
God.
And mighty.
He can do what he wants. He makes the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like the president with security clearances. He's the guy. He makes the rules. God's the guy. God's the, you know, it goes Trump and then God. So those are the guys.
Oh, my God.
Yep. You're Trump if you really want. That's if you really want to get in his good graces. Your hair's the right color.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You have a shot. You have a shot.
I don't think so.
I think you do.
No, I think you do.
Thank you, boys.
I think out of everybody here, you have the best shot.
But that's really a shame because I don't believe in either.
Well, that's why you won't go.
I think go
so
to
we'll
hell.
Always be able to do the show.
Yeah.
I think hell is going to be like a city mic, and you're going to go in, and it's like, oh, I'm in hell. Oh, you're in the show. Well, that's good. Well, what's my spot? 3,472,921.
And you only get to go up if you brought three people.
Yeah, and everybody, yeah. And, well, how about the comics? Well, you've only been doing comedy for about 2 days. And you have to sit through everybody.
Oh, God.
It's going to be hell. Yeah, well, that's the name of the fucking place, stupid.
I think hell for me is I'm going to be in a relationship with my first long-term girlfriend.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I'm going to get to fuck her finally.
Oh.
Then I can go, well, I'm in hell.
I'm in hell. I feel in hell.
That's like, after you splash your sauce.
What?
No, he's going to be, sure, her name was Hell. I'm in hell.
I'm in hell.
In hell.
Oh,
that was my nickname for her. But since it's hell, I'll never be able to finish.
Oh.
So I'll just have like the blue balls that we spoke of earlier with my eggplant.
Yeah, walking around like he's got two hoppity hops under him.
It hurts the tum-tum when you have the blue balls.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt the balls. It hurts the tummy.
Really?
It does.
Oh.
Don't you? It gives you gas. It's a terrible thing. Now you got blue balls and you got a fart and you got a woman there and nobody's happy about this.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
It's a terrible thing. So women, do the job.
Right.
Get on the program. All right. So yeah, Pip's got a shot at heaven. Joe no shot. Me flip a coin.
Wow.
I don't feel strong about it.
You don't?
No.
Go on. What'd you do that was so bad? Okay.
I killed a man.
I snortled. For a special Davinston.
Killed a man. All right. Anyway, well, that's been something. This show's been something, if not long. Anyway.
I'm tired. I don't want to play radio anymore.
Okay, pack up your balls and go home.
Well, they're blue. He's going to have to handle them gingerly.
Well, nobody will be hopping on them, so there's that.
Well, he might. Well, I don't know what he does on the ride.
I meant like the hoppity
those
hop.
Those are fucking big blue balls.
Yeah, those are giant.
No, they really are.
Yeah, really are, yeah.
I'll post an Instagram post of me. I'll go, oh, I got blue balls. Huddle a huddle a huddle.
Huddle a little laugh, a little laugh.
Yeah, I feel like that should have a second word. Instead of just a little laugh, a little laugh. I feel like it could be better.
Right. A little laugh, a little cry.
All right.
A little semen in your eye.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
don't
tell
anybody.
Yeah, either way.